It's right on the Market Daily Report on August 8, 2023. Marketing comment on the basis lock. The cash price paid to farmers is a function of futures and basis. You need to separate the day you price them because the basis is usually weak when futures are strong and basis is strong when the futures are weak. It does not matter which one you price first. If you must deliver corn and/or beans at harvest, you need to set the basis this week for at least half of your fall delivery bushels if you think the basis at the peak 10 days of harvest will be weaker than the current bid for fall delivery basis. Some of you are dragging your feet on making the fall basis decision even though you agree the basis will be weaker this fall. Monday was probably the low day for corn and bean futures before harvest and very well may be the low for the rest of 2023. The weather cannot get any better for soybeans in August. Last evening's 8-14-day forecast reduced the percentage of the soybean area that is expected to cool and wet. Check the link with precipitation map. Set some fall delivery basis now. If futures do not go to the moon before harvest, deliver the bushels, get your cash advance and wait for the futures to rally into 2024. If you are unsure of what to do and why, read last Wednesday's and Thursday's mailings. Back to today's highlights. Yesterday corn and bean lows will probably be the low for the rest of 2023. The weather cannot get any better. Shorts will cover before Friday's S&D report. Demand is improving as weather in China, Europe, and South America is turning against farmers and the war is escalating. Tensions between Poland and Belarus continue to increase. The nation's corn and bean crops improved 2% in the good and excellent categories last week. The spring wheat crop lost 1% from the top two categories. Corn is rated 57% good to excellent compared to 58% last year, which yielded 173.4 bushels. Soybeans are rated 54% good or excellent compared to 59% last year, which yielded 49.55 bushels. Spring wheat is rated 41% good or excellent compared to 64% last year. Arlen Suderman, StoneX's chief commodities economist, reported customer survey corn yield estimate as 177 bushels per acre. Suderman's yield model rose to 175, up from 172.5 the last week. USDA's yields on Friday's S&D supposedly will be based on conditions as of August 1 based upon farmer surveys and satellite data. The low price of corn for the year was May 11. It is up 9.5% since then. Yesterday morning, the USDA announced the sale of 132,000 tons of new crop soybeans to China and 251,000 tons of new crop corn to Mexico. And the tidbits for today. David Cruz of the Comstock Report keeps track of the eastern and western Corn Belt. He reports the western Corn Belt basis for old crop corn is 70 cents firmer than normal and the eastern Corn Belt at 47 cents better than normal. The EU has no money available and no plan to help finance the extra transport costs of Ukrainian grain exports now that Ukraine's deepwater ports are closed. In the last 19 years, USDA has adjusted corn acres in August 3 times and bean acres 8 times. Last year, USDA lowered corn planted acres by 100,000 acres and beans by 300,000 acres. USDA lowered acres again in September 2022 by 1.2 million on corn and 500,000 on beans. Is there a chance to get $6.50 cash corn yet this month? Yes. Basis in many places across the Corn Belt is 95 cents to $1.20 over the September futures and firming. September and December corn have not made a new low since July 13. If corn was going to make a new low, it would have been yesterday. Given the crop condition and soil moisture, the market thinks it knows actual corn yields will not change much from where USDA is now at 177.5. Check the September and December charts we have attached. CGB at Gladstone, Illinois, on Monday evening had cash corn basis steady with previous day and fall delivery steady also. Their cash beans and fall delivery were steady too. And check the ENSO chart update. And we placed a link to a recorded weekly fertilizer market update by Argus. That's it for today. Export inspections report and markets plus rain days update are in the mailing, as always. And see you tomorrow. Right on the market, out.